Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled Improving Xinqing When Suing Jiang Zemin by a Falun Gong practitioner from Shandong Province, China.
China Fahui, Improving Xinqing While Suing Jiang Zemin by a Falun Gong practitioner from Shandong Province, China. In May 2015, I filed a criminal complaint against Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist regime, for persecuting Falun Gong. I believe that my Xinqing has improved significantly as a result. Time waits for no one. When I first heard about suing Jiang Zemin in May of 2015, I understood it to be a reflection of the FA rectification's fast progress. This is a precious opportunity given by Master to further expose the persecution and save sentient beings, as well as a chance for the perpetrators to stop doing evil and choose their own future. Master said, quote, "Without human action happening under cosmic changes, such conditions would not have been brought to ordinary human society, and neither would they be called cosmic changes." Unquote. John Falun. Time waits for no one, so I began to prepare my complaint. Although I do not have much legal knowledge, I knew this was something I must do. I was concerned about how to proceed, but was relieved when a practitioner sent me a template prepared by a lawyer. Master knew of my anxiety and took care of everything. When we walk our cultivation path with righteous thoughts, he arranges everything for us. I completed and mailed my complaint quickly. The Supreme People's Court and Supreme People's Procuratorate acknowledged its receipt soon thereafter. The Minghui website hadn't published a template at that time, so I began to help practitioners in my area to prepare their complaints. Negating fear. I received a call from my neighbor when I was out of town. He said that several police officers had come to investigate my complaint and had arranged someone from my workplace to talk to me. Having been arrested many times in the past, I became scared of being arrested again. I immediately realized that this fear was not me and that I must eliminate it. When I thought about the purpose of suing Jiang, which is for saving sentient beings, I knew it must be done with confidence and righteous thoughts. My heart calmed down and the fear disappeared. I knew that Master had helped me. My non-practitioner husband and son had overheard my conversation and began to worry. My son asked if it had anything to do with the lawsuit. I told him, of course. Jiang abused his power and persecuted practitioners who follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Thousands of practitioners were persecuted to death, and some were even killed for their organs. Many families were torn apart. I continued, "You were there many times when I was arrested. I didn't do anything wrong, yet I was arrested, sentenced, and fired from my job. I almost died several times as a result of torture. How can I not sue Jiang and hold him accountable for the huge injustice that I suffered? You are also victims of the persecution. In fact, every Chinese person is a victim of the persecution. Even you should exercise your legal rights and file a complaint." My husband and son listened quietly and did not say anything more. Letting go of the competitive mentality. A colleague talked to me the day after I returned home. He said that several police officers had come to our workplace to investigate the complaint I had filed. I followed the law in writing those complaints. Are the police helping me to investigate Jiang's crime? or is this another attempt to persecute me? My colleague said, it's not possible for you Falun Gong practitioners to overthrow the Communist Party. You should just live a simple life and stop trying to do useless things. This colleague had monitored me several years ago, and I had criticized him with a competitive mentality, upsetting him greatly. When I had seen this, I had looked inside and worked hard on eliminating my competitive mentality. I had then clarified the facts about Falun Gong to him, and he seemed to have accepted them. Why, I wondered, is he still so confused and helping the police in the persecution? His remarks made me feel wronged, and I tried to explain, we don't want to overthrow the Communist Party. It's not worth the effort. When it falls, it will have no one to blame but itself for doing evil. Before I could finish, he got very angry and said, I won't argue with you. The police have your complaint, and if they want to arrest you, we won't be able to do anything about it. From his response, I realized that I still had the competitive mentality. I calmed down and apologized to him. I understand that you are concerned about my safety, but I can assure you I will be fine. We have been working together for so long. You know me very well, and you know all that my family and I have suffered because I won't give up my belief. I persuaded him to stop assisting the police in the persecution for his own good. I felt that he was moved, and he told me to stay safe. Looking within. I knew I needed to look within and find the reason that my criminal complaint had been turned over to the police. As I reviewed the process of preparing it, I found many human attachments hidden deeply in my heart, such as the attachment to time, relying on ordinary people to end the persecution, and the attachment of living a good life without suffering. Master controls everything, and everything that happens on earth is for the Fa rectification. Everyone, not just practitioners, are positioning themselves and should cooperate with the Fa rectification. However, my human thinking expected to be compensated for the losses, wanted practitioners' reputations to be restored, and to gain respect from those who had looked down on practitioners. I realized that these pursuits arose from the mentality of showing off and zealotry. I also found that I resented those who persecuted us and wanted revenge. I knew I needed to release all of these attachments. Rewriting the criminal complaint. To help more people understand the facts about the persecution, I rewrote my complaint to include the many benefits I had experienced from practicing Falun Gong, turning it into a truth clarification letter as well. I printed many copies of it and mailed them to several government agencies. While I was reviewing the complaint, my heart was very peaceful and compassionate. I found that the resentment I had once harbored toward the police was replaced with sympathy, for they are the true victims of the persecution. I realized that suing Jiang is a big test during our cultivation, and that it must be done with a pure heart. As I finished writing, my body felt very light and peaceful, because I had finally walked on the right path and conformed to the Fa. Master was able to remove many bad substances from my body and broaden my heart. Family members gained better understanding. My husband did not say anything when I showed him the complaint, but I soon noticed many changes in him. He began to introduce Falun Gong to people when he visited his hometown. He also told them that many were now suing Jiang, and expressed a wish for him to be brought to justice soon. I also showed the complaint to my parents. My mother cried several times when it was read to her. It helped them to realize the scale and brutality of the persecution, and they became more understanding of my situation. In the past, I had avoided talking about the persecution that I had suffered in front of family members. I thought that since they had also suffered because of the persecution, I didn't want them to feel sad for me. Also, because I had been arrested many times and had done things that a cultivator should not do, I felt that I was not worthy to validate the Fa. When the persecution came up in conversation, I would feel ashamed and guilty. Now I realize that this was a reflection of my attachment to human emotions and fame. Like my husband and parents, many of my family members and neighbors underwent a big change in their attitude toward Falun Gong, as well as gained a better understanding of the persecution after reading my complaint. Not only were they helped to learn the facts, but sharing my complaint also helped me to improve. In particular, my attachments to emotion and fame were reduced significantly. Helping fellow practitioners. Siuying Zhang is an important step during the Fa rectification. I shared my understanding with fellow practitioners and encouraged them to file complaints as well. Most of the local practitioners took action and mailed their complaints by mid-June, and most of them were received by the Supreme People's Procuratorate and Supreme People's Court. Some of the complaints were turned over to the local police. When these practitioners were harassed by the police, they handled the situation with righteous thoughts and clarified the facts to the police officers. They also looked within to improve their own xinxing. During that time, I also helped some practitioners to edit their complaints and send them to the Minghui website. I treated every complaint with due seriousness and finished them as quickly as possible. I checked each complaint several times for mistakes before mailing it. Sometimes I would work until 2 a.m., but I did not feel tired or sleepy. Instead, my mind was very clear and I felt energetic. I knew Master was strengthening me. Reading and editing fellow practitioners' complaints encouraged me to be more diligent. I felt my xinxing gradually improving and knew that there is no reason for me to not do well. Thank you, benevolent and revered Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners around the world.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.